Oh, good. Very, very good. He saw one small flicker of sadness pass over Spears' face, took the bottle from his lips. Sorry, Ellis. Swallow is a flighty word, an indiscriminate word, but thank you very much. And now. Spear bowed formally. Colonel, it has been my pleasure. Here through the rocks was a grinning Tom. Young Tom, only a boy. Chamberlain felt a shattering rush of emotion, restrained it. Behind Tom were troops of the 83rd Pennsylvania, Captain Woodward, Colonel Rice of the 44th New York. Chamberlain thought, Rice must be the new commander of the whole brigade. Tom said with vast delight, ticking them off, Lawrence, we got prisoners from the 15th Alabama, the 47th Alabama, the 4th and 5th Texas. Man, we fought four Reb regiments. Four regiments would be perhaps 2,000 men. Chamberlain was impressed. We got 500 prisoners, Tom insisted. The figure seemed high. Chamberlain, what are our casualties? Tom's face lost its light. Well, I'll go check. Colonel Rice came up, much darker now. He put out a hand. Colonel Chamberlain, may I shake your hand? Sir. Colonel, I watched that from above. Colonel, that was the damnedest thing I ever saw. Well, Chamberlain said. A private popped up, saluted, whispered in Chamberlain's ear.
Colonel, sir, I'm guarding these here Rebs with an empty rifle.
Chamberlain grinned. Not so loud. Colonel Rice, we sure could use some ammunition. Rice was clucking like a chicken.
Amazing! They ran like sheep!
Woodward said, It was getting a bit tight there, Colonel, I'll say. Rice wandered about, stared at the prisoners, wandered back, hands behind him, peered at Chamberlain, shook his head. You're not regular army.
No, sir.
Oh, yes. You're the professor. What did you teach?
Rhetoric, sir.
Really?
Rice grimaced.
Amazing. After a moment, where'd you get the idea to charge?
Chamberlain said, We were out of ammunition.
Rice nodded. So, you fixed bayonets?
Chamberlain nodded. It seemed logical enough. It was beginning to dawn on him that what he had done might be considered unusual. He said, There didn't seem to be any alternative.
Rice shook his head, chuckled, grunted.
Chamberlain said, I heard about Colonel Vincent.
Yes, damn shame. They think he won't make it.
He's still alive.
Not by much.
Well, but there's always hope. Rice looked at him.
Of course, Rice said.
Chamberlain wandered among his men. Ought to put them in some kind of order. He was beginning to feel an elation in him, like a bubble blowing up in his chest. A few moments later, Rice was back.
Colonel, I have to ask your help. You see the big hill there, the wooded hill? There's nobody there, I think. General Warren wants that hill occupied. Could you do that?
Well, Chamberlain said, if we had some ammunition.
I'll move a train up. That hill's been unoccupied all day. If the Rebs get a battery there, it's the extreme flank of the Union line. Highest ground. Warren sends you his compliments and says to tell you he would prefer to have your regiment there.
Chamberlain said, Well, of course, sir. But the boys are tired. May take a while. And I sure need that ammunition.
Right. I'll tell the general you'll be up as soon as possible.
Chamberlain squinted. A wall of trees, thick brush. He sighed. Tom was back. I count about 130 men, Lawrence. 40 to 50 already dead, about 90 wounded. A lot of boys walking around with minor stuff. 130 for the hospital. Chamberlain thought. 130 down. We had 300 in line. Almost half the regiment. Kilrain is gone.